All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Max Richmond. He is the president and help me out, Max.
National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. That's a lot of
CEO.
Words, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. President and CEO. So, Max, we are at a time now in our society where, you know, people are making less money than they were a couple of decades ago. And they're working full time. And they're certainly not able to salt away resources. And as time moves on and baby boomers, you and I, are no longer on the scene, that there are people who are going to still be here as they enter into the time life cycle that you and I are in now. And there's got to be, we've got to make sure, because the term is preserve, to make sure that it's still there. I mean, 2035 is around the corner. And,
right.
And it has to be prioritized. And you guys have been fighting this for a long time. What do you need from the citizenry to back you up and support you guys in this fight, which is really a fight for us?
Right. Well, first of all, Earl, I hope that both you and I are on the scene for a little while longer.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know, so do I.
Okay. But really, I think the key to preserving is the word you used, and part of our name of our organization, the Social Security, is figuring out a way to bring more revenue into it, into the program, to extend the solvency beyond 2035. Because you're right, that's around the corner. Be here before you know it. I think the main approach to that is to change the way Social Security taxes, FICA taxes, are computed. Calculated. Right now, and I know you and I have talked about this, there's a limit on the wages subject to the payroll tax, and it's $147,000, about $147,000 per year, and it changes a little bit every year. It goes up a little bit, but that's what it is for 2022. We have supported for years getting rid of that limit and collecting payroll taxes beyond it. Politically, that's probably not possible. But there are proposals. There's Congressman John Larson's legislation in the House. I just talked to him yesterday. We think we're going to get something out of the House soon. That would keep the limit at what it is. It's called the wage cap. But then start collecting payroll taxes at $400,000 and above in wages. There are proposals in the Senate that would change that to $250,000. You know, it used to be 30, 40 years ago, about 92-93% of wages were subject to the payroll tax. Right now, it's closer to 80%. Why? The wealthy have become so much wealthier that the percentage of payroll that is subject has been reduced. So we ought to at least bring it back to what it's been historically, which would bring more money into the program and extend the solvency of the Social Security program. Yeah, I've done hundreds of town hall meetings, including in your state, all around the country. A lot of people don't even realize there's a cap on wages subject to the payroll tax because they've never made that kind of money,
right.
And that's, they assume
and never
you,
will.
You work, yeah, you work. You pay. You have withholding for your FICA tax, And that's what happens, but that's not true. I mean, there. The other point, the other point that we have been looking at seriously, and in fact, I just finished putting together a viewpoint for our website on this, is we should start looking at collecting taxes, Social Security taxes, on earnings besides wages. A lot of people in the last couple of decades have started getting their payment for their jobs through unearned income and not just wages. So maybe there's a way to get some revenue on that unearned income because, you know, situation has changed. Fewer people are getting most of their income through wages, and so there might be an opening to raise more revenue beyond the way it's been done for Social Security purposes since 1935. What we shouldn't be doing is cutting benefits, however you want to talk about that, because they're pretty modest. The average is about $16,000 or $17,000 a year, which means that a lot of people make a lot less than that in Social Security. And we really ought to be talking about improving the minimum benefit, the way the COLA is calculated. We ought to stay away from cutting benefits totally.
Max, let me ask you, because many of us are aware of the fact that the fund was raided several times by both Democrats and Republicans. Did they ever put that money back?
Well, that's a subject of a lot of mythology.
Oh, okay.
The money has never been, in fact, raided. It has been there. As I mentioned, there's almost $3 trillion in the trust fund by design. More money has been paid in payroll taxes than was needed to pay benefits to build up this reserve to start, and it's been tapped into in the last few years when not enough was paid in payroll taxes to cover all benefits. So this reserve, it's called the trust fund. There's not almost $3 trillion in cash sitting somewhere. It's invested in government bonds, and in that sense, it is used as for government expenses. That those bonds are, they're real, they're rolled over regularly, the interest is paid on those bonds, which is why even though in the last couple of years less money was paid in payroll taxes than was needed to pay full benefits, the size of the trust fund actually grew because of the interest that was applied on those bonds. So the money is sound, it's solid, it's there, and anybody that starts talking about the program being corrupt, there's no money there. There's just a bunch of IOUs with, you know, maybe Earl Ingram's name on little scraps of paper. That's not the way it works. It's invested in government bonds.
Hey, Max, we got to go. Thank you very much, my friend. It's always great talking to you. Until we meet again.
Well, I hope I'm out in your part of the country someday.
Yes, we're looking forward to it. Got to go. Thank you very much for
okay.
the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Don't know what they do with their lives, but me, I'm still out.